All right, I guess I call the meeting to order at 6:09.
Okay, and then attendance. Let's see. All right, Brandis.
Yes.
All right, Michelle. Helen.
Here.
And Tara. Okay. Three present, you have quorum.
Great. Are you reading the introduction part or are we skipping that part?
Sorry. So, normally as the chair, you would call the meeting to order, then read the introduction for the virtual meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh, it
And
says staff on there, so I will read
oh,
it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after their name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request the roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. For members of the public who are registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. And we did roll call. And we've determined that we have quorum.
Yep,
So
so the next would be public comment.
I'll continue. In a virtual meeting like this, it's particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request of information, please use the raise hand function. So, for public comment, hopefully people registered ahead of time.
We don't have anybody registered for public comments for this meeting, so I think we're good to go on that note.
Okay, and we don't have any minutes from a previous meeting because this is the first meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Also, Brandis has her hand up.
Sorry, I'm reading the script, so thank you for pointing that to my attention. Brandis, go ahead.
I would just let you all know that I am driving, so just for about 15 minutes, I'll have my video off until I get home.
Okay, be careful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I believe our agenda items are to elect a chair, which I'm currently the temporary chair. I don't see Tara on the call yet. So if we want to come back to this item in case she wants to be chair, we can come back to it. And then the next item on the agenda would be points of future discussion that our committee would want to tackle. So why don't we talk about that? I see Robin, your hand is raised.
Yeah, just because we had the previous motion was for you to be interim chair until the next meeting. So I just want we'll need to have a motion to extend the interim chair or otherwise, like essentially like determine who's going to be the chair for the next meeting.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah, so we'll give Tara some time in case she joins later, and we'll give Brandis time to get to her location so she can vote.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll come back and have a vote on whether I'll continue as chair, like, and for how long and whatnot. So it sounds like it's okay for us to go to the second item, which is topics of future discussion for this subcommittee. So, with that, I know that I have asked in other contexts for copies of reports that have been written and things that have already been distributed. I know that that's been a point of contention about this committee and this process. So what exists out there, Robin?
Sure. So actually, as far as I guess it was actually technically the PMP subcommittee last year, but up to this point, there had been a lot of work that had been focused on the 5-year strategic plan that MPD had put together, specifically tracking along their metrics for following along with the ad hoc committee recommendations. So I can say that that's been one area of focus that I know that Michelle worked very hard on and would hate to see that disappear. But otherwise, let's see. There's also the there was a body camera pilot report that came out recently. The MPD has put out their annual report, so there's that as well. I guess it depends on how far back you want to go.
In the last 15 months, let's go a year and a half, like, so back to end of 23. What has this committee produced in the past? Or a version of this committee? Because I know they were restructured.
I'll let Michelle answer that for me, actually.
I think something that would be helpful for me to discuss tonight is how is reporting and analysis going to be different than the policy and procedure subcommittee? But what this like form of this com this subcommittee did in the past. So we made an attendance policy to try to address quorum issues. The 5-year strategic plan review, and we were in the process of like figuring out a system to like track the items that are being said to have been achieved and things like that, and also just like question the alignment with the ad hoc report. I noticed like we have our annual report now too from like the PCOB and OIM. What else? Yeah, that is what I can think of right now, Robert.
Okay. Yeah, great. Thank
Just a
you.
quick point of clarification, actually. So the OIM has its annual report out, but the PCOB has its own annual reporting as well, which would also fall under this subcommittee. I put it right there in the title and I still forgot.
Okay. Thank you.
And there's not been a report from the PCOB yet.
There was a draft report, I guess. Well, so essentially, there was a report that covered basically the founding of the PCOB up till I think the end of 23, if I recall correctly, that the previous chair and Jen, a temporary employee that had been with the board for that time, had put together. It was, as far as I recall, only a couple of pages long, but I don't think it's actually been approved by the PCOB altogether. I think it went to the PCOB, but I don't think it actually got voted as approved. Because the version that I had anyway still has draft on it, but we'll have to check with Maya. Go
Okay.
ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I looked through the minutes in the past, and you're correct, Robin. It was just a
Okay.
draft report.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Yeah, so we have that draft version of the report that can be passed at a future time. Obviously, the Reporting and Analysis Committee can take a look at it. Before it goes to the PCOB. But otherwise, the annual report for the PCOB would be, started here in the subcommittee.
So that's one point of difference between the policy committee subcommittee and the RNA committee. What are, to Michelle's question, what are some other differences?
Sure. So the idea behind the policy and the procedure subcommittee. And separating that from like the reporting and analysis is because ultimately the policy and procedure subcommittee is supposed to be looking at like kind of the board itself internally looking in like what are the policies that are governing the board, governing the office, as well as review of policy recommendations. When that was difficult to do at the same time that we were also analyzing outside reports, and there was the need to actually like to write a PCOB annual report as well. So the idea was to separate these two subcommittees so that both of them can put together policy recommendations, but one of them is going to be focused specifically on internal procedures of the board and the office, and the other can be focused on the procedures and the policies that are reported by MPD.
Which would be this one?
Michelle, how am I doing on that?
Oh, I think great. I don't know if I'm moving. I don't want to like
Go
create
for
fancy or whatever.
it. Robert's rule schmules.
I think if that's helpful to understand that, then I think definitely the annual report for the PCOB would be a good start for the subcommittee and possibly like continuing the review of MPD's strategic plan, where we can make recommendations for them to like change the plan in some ways and figure out how we're going to monitor their progress made. And I think it would be awesome to look at the pilot study report and yeah, and have discussion, analyze it, see if we have any recommendations we could make to that as well. And then it wasn't at the last Greg at the it was like back in November talked about data, getting data on like the look, I think it was the locations of the officers to try to find like broader trends that may be occurring. And I don't know how we could be involved in that, I guess, but that would I'd like to know more.
Before I see you, Greg. Before I come to you, Greg, I just have a clarifying question for Michelle. When you say locating data of where officers are located, what do you mean?
I would definitely defer to. I feel like I have a very minimal understanding of it, and if I'm even saying summarizing it correctly.
And so is that something that Robin would clarify? Do you mean like the
Greg is is it data analyst?
Okay. So it would go to Greg anyway. Okay, so let's
Yeah,
call
no,
him Greg.
this is Greg's baby.
Hey, so yeah, what Michelle was referring to is a study we're doing with collaborators, looking at where MPD officers spend their time by tracking anonymized smartphone data. And one of the questions is, are they disproportionately spending time in predominantly BIPOC areas of the city, in a way that doesn't track with crime-driven demand for policing. So that's one project. And given the title of this committee, reporting and analysis, potentially any of the data analyses that I'm doing might be fair game. And there's actually a lot of stuff that's ongoing, a lot of different projects. And I'll just throw this out there. I'm not saying this is what something of the committee should do, but also, given the title of reporting and analysis, potentially there could be some analysis of how MPD is implementing or compliance with the ad hoc committee recommendations.
Okay. So I'm hearing there's definitely some ideas being floated about. There's no shortage. I'm wondering, Greg, I have a friend who is a data nerd and he just would like go through the data for fun and like run different analyses to see what he could find, sort of thing. And I'm wondering what sorts of what playground, analysis have you done to amuse yourself when you're like rabbit trailing in the data?
I've done a fair amount of analysis so far on multiple different areas. Like, one of the things I've been working on is traffic stop data, and looking at the racial disparities in the traffic stop data, looking at patterns. I've also done some analysis of arrest data, and I know this was of interest particularly to one alder, who is interested in juvenile arrests, especially for lower level offenses like disorderly conduct and the racial disparities in those. So those are just a couple examples. There's a ton of stuff that I could articulate if you wanted.
Okay. That sounds like a candy store situation. Robin, what are you thinking?
Oh, I just want to for a minute plug the OIM annual report, because Greg does a pretty good write-up of a lot of these database analysis investigations that he's conducting there. So if you're interested to learn more, it's in our annual report.
So, I have not read the MPD strategic plan. Is that something like I can go search the city website for? Robin, is that something you can send to the subcommittee members?
Yeah, I can forward that around right now. Actually, Michelle, would you like me to forward along the notes that you had taken last year?
Yeah, that and I initially only forwarded the plan, the review, and like recommendations to Stephanie Rurick, but I think that like all of the attachments are in that email.
Okay. I know I've got a few of them just published on the OIM webpage real fast, so I'm gonna see how many of them are there.
And their recommendations to MPD or M recommendations to the board?
It was both actually. So some of the recommendations and questions were about how much the strategic report actually aligns with the ad hoc committee report. So I went through like the cite they cited the reasons for all of their goals in their strategic plan, and a lot of the citations were for the ad hoc committee report. So I went through both reports, and there's like a lot of unanswered questions about some of the citations. But also, we came up with recommendations to add more goals to the strategic plan to align more with the ad hoc committee report. So, yeah.
So how do we not lose momentum with that? Because it sounds like there's already some work going. You're introducing that. It's we're not starting from scratch. So how would you see that happening moving forward? What would you like to see happen, Michelle?
I think the last meeting in November was a pretty valuable one, but and to be honest, it was so much information that it was a little bit hard to keep up. Sorry.
Hi, Kitty.
But there is like in the review of the strategic plan is also recommendations for what the board and the OIM can do to monitor the progress. So I think like meeting as this subcommittee and maybe like reallocating the tasks might be a good idea.
Is there any of that that could reasonably happen tonight? Like, can we pull up and share a screen and look through some of that? Does that fit into tonight's agenda, Robin?
No, I'm sorry. If we're gonna essentially what we have noticed for the public is that we'll be discussing right now, like what it is that we're gonna be discussing in the future. So, for the purposes of notice, we'll have to essentially call it after we decide what it is that we put together. But that doesn't stop us from brainstorming like next steps in that process. If there's anything that you would like the office staff to put together before the next RNA meeting, anything else that like the next steps moving forward before then, I think that that would be fine within the noticed item.
But how can we know what next steps are if we don't know what previous steps were?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, are you asking to like review the 5-year strategic plan or just to discuss what had happened?
Well, I guess we can. I was just thinking we can look and see what Michelle and others have put together and brainstorm what it is that we want to do for the
Oh,
future
yeah, no,
meeting.
absolutely. That's within notice. That's still discussing like what the future topics are going to be.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Are you all right with that, Michelle?
Sure. I don't have like a document recording Greg's responses to the report. I just have like handwritten notes, but I can at least pull up the what I've got.
I'm sending Chioma, I'm sending you a collection of the links to the 5-year plan as well as the Michelle's document. If you could forward that along to the subcommittee.
Okay.
Appreciate
And
it. Thank
Michelle,
you.
are you able to share your screen on any of that?
I'm pulling it up and I'm requesting sharing privileges.
And Robin, your hand is still raised. Is anything in particular?
My apologies.
No problem.
I think Chioma's the host, right?
Yeah, Choma, can you give sharing permissions to Michelle?
One other thing that like could be a next step is there was an officer that would volunteer to come here quarterly to this version of a subcommittee and reply to the questions that we had about their strategic plan. So, but now JP is the acting chief, so I don't know if that's something he can still do or if there's like an alternative officer we should reach out to. Robin.
Yeah, so Assistant Chief Paige Valenta is now in the spot where JP was before. So she would be the best point of contact.
Paige Valenta. Is
Yeah, Paige Valenta. I can reach out to her and ask her if she'd like to attend the future meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Okay. So I should probably start. I'll just start at the top. But I'll try not to do line by line, otherwise we'll be here a long, long time. But so this is explaining that I like reviewed both reports and looked into the citations, asked questions, figured out recommendations. We still have a list of questions about the strategic plan action items. And then at the end, recommendations. So I'm gonna skip it. This goes in order of the strategic plan for MPD, but I'm gonna skip to, I think it was three, priority three. Which is we identify, like we basically prioritized which action items are more urgent to address. So I'll skip to those ones. That was at the November Policy and Procedure Subcommittee meeting. I think I need to control F this one. And if Greg, you can chime in at any time because I'm probably going to do a poor job of summarizing like some of your responses to these. But one of the goals is develop and begin delivering training on evidence-based policing to all members of MPD. And my notes from the previous subcommittee was that the board could identify a statistician and outline a procedure recommendation for MPD to start assessing racial bias in policing. And previous member Carlotta had a colleague from UW that she had identified and said she would reach out to. But in the meantime, Dr. Greg was hired and already started collecting data for like he was mentioning the smartphone data to see where officers spend their time and ask questions about potential racial disparities based on that data. Other goals were continue to pursue implementation of body-worn cameras. So Dr. Greg could request data that identifies outcomes of the body-worn camera pilot study, including community safety and wellness outcomes. Previously, we had a meeting where the contractor for the body-worn cameras came in and presented information to us, and we identified that measures that he didn't necessarily report out on were wellness outcomes for the community as a result of the body-worn cameras. And then go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know if wellness outcomes were collected, but I did obtain the data set for like referred charges, citations, all of that, and have fully reanalyzed that.
Okay.
So this is, I mean, this is clearly, this is going to come up again, the body-worn cameras, because this is still pretty contentious. So we should definitely flag this action item as something to pursue and what the recommendation is, especially with the alders changing over in the next year. Like, there's going to be a lot of conversation about this.
I agree. And also, like this, it's in just one neighborhood, and there's a potential that it could expand, and it'd be great to have more information about it.
Greg, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, OAM will actually have a report on the body cam pilot that'll be coming out at some point. I'm not quite sure when, but much of it is, already in draft form.
Okay. And then, Robin, before I calling you, Greg, are you able to, like, because wellness data isn't collected, are we able to cross-reference data like out like United Way data or school data that we can sort of look to see what our general positive community outcomes?
It would be
It'd be pretty correlative. But...
well, besides being pro, it would be pretty difficult to get anything particularly meaningful. I can give it some thought, but I think it would be difficult to do that in a in a way that actually had any grounding.
Okay. Thank you.
But I will think about
Yeah, great. Thanks. Robin?
it. Yeah, just wanted to provide a due date on that body camera report coming in from the office. So we're aiming to have that ready for publishing by the end of the month.
Great. So then that should be our priority for our next meeting.
Sorry, since I'm sharing, I can't see the raise hand thing anymore. But that's something the board can do related to this is, I think it'd be great to kind of get the report and also just get like a brief overview of it in a meeting and then have discussion on maybe creating a recommendation about whether this the body-worn camera should expand to the rest of the community or not.
Greg, I see your hand.
Yeah, the report, at least in its current draft form, it tries to avoid like litigating on the question of body cams per se, and it's really just an analysis of the pilot.
So would our goal as a subcommittee would be to take that information, take this action item, and move it towards a recommendation for the PCOB committee to recommend, Robin and then Greg.
I'm sorry. I'm just specifying that we might be straying a little bit off topic from, or a little bit too precise into our topics here as far as next steps. Like, because we need to like kind of determine like what is the next thing that the RNA is going to be like focusing on? Like, what is the next topic going to be before we can really kind of dig into what our future plans are with it? Like it's that future planning process that's the thing that we're supposed to be noticing.
Okay. Because I guess I was thinking of an agenda item. Like, are we going to have to vote on something at the next meeting or make a recommendation? Like, is the goal to make a recommendation at the next meeting or is our goal to simply just read and understand?
I think it would be pertinent to just make sure that or to wait until like the reports come out and to like I would expect that there would be more discussion and more meetings before a recommendation is brought to the PCOB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg.
I would just simply concur with Robin on that.
So far we have about four or five things that we've thrown around as possibilities. Do we want to narrow down possibilities for the next agenda, or do we feel like
Yes. So like the item is basically just like selecting where the subcommittee is going to focus. And I do want to recommend that we limit that to like no more than three items, because otherwise, I mean, ultimately, like if we're focusing on everything, we're focusing on nothing. So, I can read off the five items though that I had written down as we've gone through, if you'd like.
Yeah, do that, and then Michelle will come back to you.
All right, so the five items I have is first the annual report, second the review of the MPD strategic plan, three the body-worn camera review, fourth the GIS data, that's the anonymized smartphone data analysis, and then fifth was I just had quarterly responses to questions from AC Valenta.
Wow, that's really robust. And that's just like 20 minutes of brainstorming. Michelle, thoughts?
Not to add when we're about to prioritize, but the other thing was that we had a lot of discussion, but haven't quite started like an actual document about reviewing the chief. How to do that. We had a good discussion about what data is out there already and maybe what kind of existing reports we may want to review when we create the one for the city. So yeah, that's just another thing I think this subcommittee can do.
Just to note on that subject, I do have like materials from outside jurisdictions on like their chief review rubrics. So as far as like the next steps for like if that becomes a focus, I would just be like sending that to everybody, and then I could think we would just have an open discussion at the next meeting. So yeah, I just want to let you know where we're at on that one.
So if we're gonna prioritize this, that's one of the things that we need to do. I believe it's like in the ordinance itself, and it's one of the criticisms I guess I've seen of the board. So I think that would actually be worth prioritizing, even though we have an interim chief right now, and like I don't know about the need to review an interim chief, but it would be great to have a review process ready for the permanent chief.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that would sort of go in line in terms of like the selection process. It's like, here's what they're going to be reviewed on. So make sure you're looking for someone that aligns with these review criteria. Yeah.
And I'd love to see the reports that you have, Robin. That'd be interesting.
Will do. Yeah, it's just a collection of the rubrics. I looked at predominantly in Oakland. I thought that they had a very robust system that was a little bit more unique from other jurisdictions that I've seen, where it's just kind of a stock supervisor kind of review. Yeah, the Oakland one was a bit more unique. So I have that one in its entirety to send to the board as well.
Do we know anything about the Jersey City one? That one comes to mind because there was so much documentation about the Jersey City PCOB and us and how like we look like them or how we're trying to model ourselves similar to Jersey City.
I could take a look.
That would be great if you could do that, yeah. So we have six things. Do we prioritize those now, or do they get prioritized at the executive committee meeting? Do these six go to the PCOB and the PCOB prioritizes?
So this is entirely up to the subcommittee. Basically, I just wanted to like make sure that like we're picking what it is that we're focusing on, because otherwise, I mean, I want to make sure that the office is there to provide everything that the subcommittees need. But if we have a list of like seven different items, like, and we know we're not going to get through all of them, it's, I just want to make sure that we know what to prepare for the subcommittee for its next meeting. So if you just want, like, we don't need a vote or anything like, formal, just essentially, I'm just looking for the instruction to the office.
Michelle, how do you feel about prioritizing the body worn camera and the chief report, those two.
I think that makes sense. And if I had to pick a third, I'd say GIS.
Yeah, the GIS. Yeah. Brandis, I'm not sure where you are in your route. What are you thinking? And if you're driving and you have to unmute, maybe like when you're ready to pipe in, just
Oh,
speak.
I'm
Okay.
sorry. I had made it home and started cooking. I thought I had I was listening in, sorry. Forgot to take the camera off.
No, that's fine. What are before we go to Greg, what are you think? How do you feel about prioritizing those three things? The body-worn camera, the feedback for chief of police, and the CIS, the GIS data.
I
The
am angry. I sorry. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Y'all been up 72 hours. I am in agreement to make those priorities, because I've not here, but in other sectors, people, the community, not saying I'm intentionally engaging, is bringing up conversation about the body-worn cameras, about what's
Yeah, it's
the
a very
stance
hot
on
topic.
that. Is it going to be mandated? When do they start it? And I'm like, y'all asking the wrong person. But yeah, I agree to let's prioritize those. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm here.
You're doing
I
great. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, what are you thinking?
With regard to the GIS per se, our collaborators are very overcommitted. So progress on that may be a bit slow. Like they're hoping to get us the results by June, but it's very possible that won't happen. But more generally, I've been doing a lot of analysis on the racial disparities, and you could fold that in with the GIS and under the general umbrella of racial disparities in the data.
I like that. Yeah. And June is like doable because that lets us sort of the body-worn cameras sort of come in. Like if we were to go one, two, three, then we know we can look at the June data. Or we can look towards June as when to expect a data dump. I don't know why I just called it that, but I value data. It's not a dump. Go ahead, Robin.
I just want to make sure I'm putting together my homework the right way. So I've got the body-worn camera, and the chief review. I'm going to pull up the Jersey City and see what their rubric looks like. So for like the future or the next RNA subcommittee meeting, the focus then would be on the chief review and the body-worn camera, or do we want to wait until after OIM has published their body camera report?
So my understanding is that we would do the body worn cam. The report will be published before our next meeting. So we would take on the body worn camera at our next meeting.
Okay. All right.
Especially because if that report hits, people are going to immediately look to us for that. So we need to be ready to respond. At our next, and I don't think we'll get to the other two things. Like, I think we will just do body worn camera stuff at our next meeting. Because, especially because we got a lot of reading to do. So, we got to go through that and make sure everybody understands the reading. And if there's any, yeah. Greg, thoughts?
I was just going to say, with Jersey City, I think you're referencing Newark. Is that correct?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, Newark. Yeah, sorry. I don't know why I thought Jersey City. Yeah,
It's
Newark.
the right location, basically.
They're just, adjacent. Okay, so we have our agenda for next meeting and then what we'll be taking back to that. Does anyone, I'm going to open the floor, Bonnie or F. Hawkins, have anything to say? In referencing what they would like to see the PCOB or the subcommittee take on.
Oh, do I just start talking? I'm not used to a format like this. This
Well,
is
I'm just
Bonnie.
opening the floor for comment. So,
Okay.
if you have a
Yeah,
comment,
I.
you're welcome to make it now. This would be your time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think I'll just wait until I see the report before I make any comments. But yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Yep, same for me. Very interesting stuff, y'all.
Great, thanks. Greg.
I just wanted to say I really like what you did there with allowing community participants to engage in some of the discussion with us. I think that's something we may want to do in the future. You know, it's, I've sat on and been involved with a number of committees that have done that, and I think it really is very helpful.
Thank you. It's extremely valuable to me as well, and I know it's like our esprit de corps for our, it's what we are supposed to be, civilian oversight. So, if I'm chair, I'll be continuing to do that. So with that ends that agenda, which brings us back to the top of the agenda of selecting either a continuing temporary chair or a permanent chair. Does anybody want to be chair? Michelle, do you want to be chair?
I thought you did a beautiful job facilitating this meeting. If you'd like to be the permanent chair, I would move to nominate you as chair permanently.
Oh, I accept. Brandis, do you have a second?
Yes, I second that for you, for chair.
All right, I guess we vote now. And we'll just pass it as a unanimous with no objection. And I'll continue to be chair. And if Tara joins, then we can have a cage match.
All right, for the minutes, I'm just going to record then that Michelle nominates Helen as chair. Brandis follows said nomination, a vote of unanimous support electing Helen as chair of the RNA subcommittee. That sound accurate?
Sounds accurate.
Cool. Thank you.
Is there anything else for the good of the good, for the common good that we want to make sure we address, or are we ready to adjourn? Michelle?
If no comment, I move to adjourn.
Do we need a second for that?
Yes, that would.
Brandis, can you second the adjournment?
Yay. I second the agenda. This
All right.
podcast.
Then with that, we adjourn. Assuming no objection, I declare this meeting over.
Thank you,
Good
everyone.
morning.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well.